Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen.
Gulp.
You guys, do not skip this ad. Please listen to what I have to say and to what Andy has to say. Guess what? Our new JFK Avenge Me t-shirts are live on SundayCoolSwag.com.
It's beautiful, they're super soft, and it's only $20. What are you waiting for?
Yep, and it's a limited time run only.
They're going fast.
When I said that, it sounded weird coming out.
Limited time only, baby.
Limited time company.
They're gonna go fast.
They're gonna go fast, so get them now.
Sell like hotcakes.
SundayCoolSwag.com.
Go! Bah!
Oh.
It's happening. I'm changing.
He was their friend. He was their friend. And he betrayed them.
Who was that?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
He was their friend.
I thought you were, as soon as you said that, I thought of the scene. How dare you stand where he stood?
How dare you stand there where he stood?
Yo, real talk though. When that part happens, when he confronts Snape like that, how dare you stand there where you stood? You coward.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, aren't you just like.
Yeah. And then whenever McGonagall says.
Coward!
Slytherin, to the dungeons.
Oh yeah.
No! I also kind of like thought that was like super mean, like how she just like,
yeah.
She put everyone. There's probably like a couple who are like, listen, I'm just here. I just got put in this class. I'm here for the grades, man. I'm working hard on school.
Can you turn my headphones down a hair?
A hair? What kind of hair?
Test, test, 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah.
That was like more of a, that was an elfin hair. Can you turn
how
it
thick
up
is
a horse
an
hair?
Elfin hair?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
How do you not know that?
How do you know that?
I know, because I mean, if they're very basic knowledge at this point.
Mm.
Yeah, a quarter inch.
It's a big hair.
Yeah, I know. It's a big animal, first of all. Of course it's going to have, yeah.
That?
Yeah, it's intimidating.
Dang.
Well, yeah, now you know.
Have you ever encountered an elephant? In real life?
At the zoo? Actually, turn them up just a hair.
What's the biggest animal you've
bunny
ever,
hair.
You've ever encountered?
That's too high. It's like a fine there, right there. That's basically where you were. Yeah, that's fine.
We're all just making it up at this point. What was the biggest animal you've ever encountered?
I rode an elephant.
No way.
You rode one?
Like in the wild?
Okay. No, like sure, like if you rode one or like touched one or something like that, like the biggest one you've ever like actually encountered.
I think I've touched an elephant.
Have you?
When?
Yeah.
How would you not remember?
Touched by an elephant?
Yeah. Seems
like. What's the essence of an encounter?
Seems like a really bad romantic comedy. Yeah.
It's like touched by an angel.
Yeah.
I think that there has to be no fencing between you and the animal. You don't have to touch
like
it.
Like the sword fighting?
I got.
Watch it.
Yeah.
What's the story?
What's the biggest animal that you've encountered?
Wow. Mama Grizzly in Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, grizzly. I did a grizzly in, I saw a grizzly in Wyoming.
True. Peeing.
Yes.
Why does Lily's mic sound so quiet?
Because I'm sitting really far
I'm
away
I'm still
from
stuck
it.
On Touched by an Elephant. I think the guy goes to the, here's the movie. I think the guy goes to a zoo and is like just chilling, just like it's a day off at work and stuff. And he's a single guy and then just somehow just makes a love connection with an elephant. The love, like the elephant, like passes him a note with her trunk or something like that.
Or he's like, or it's like a kid that it's like he's a punk and like Yeah. He's like in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
And his mom, his single mother, forces him to go work or volunteer at the zoo.
Yeah.
And then like the elephant shows him how to love once again.
Yeah.
And so he becomes a good kid and then falls in love with the zookeeper.
That's really good. I think almost
touched by an elephant.
Touched by an elephant. A guy, a kid as a young age is at a zoo and he's this begs his parents to pay for like the extra encounter, like the elephant encounter. You get to like feed him and stuff. And as soon as he touches the elephant, DNA passes through his nostrils, through the elephant's nostrils. And he now can read and talk and communicate with animals.
I used to be able to make a really good elephant noise, but I can't do it as good
you
now.
Do your best one.
Yeah. Go with A to do it.
Yeah, do your best one.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I told you, it used to be better. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. It sounded a little more birdie.
Birdie?
Birdie?
What do you mean bird? It sounded like a bird?
Yeah, like,
I can't do it again. It made me
like
so
like a morning excited. Lark.
Uh-oh.
So like what you just said, Andy, about how like the DNA seeps through and they have this kind of connection. When I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a farm that was owned by my mom's house mother when she was in a sorority. We went to go visit her. And there was a rabbit, and I held it, and it scratched me on my chest. And I had the scratch for like a month.
Yeah.
And it would pulse sometimes, and I thought every time it pulsed, a rabbit needed my help.
You never told me that. That's so good.
They need me.
Just wake up in the middle of the night.
They need me.
Just run outside.
Oh.
The rabbits, they need me.
Guys.
Hey, happy birthday, Justin! Justin's happy birthday. Justin's happy birthday. Justin's happy birthday. And it's your birthday.
Yay.
We're so excited. 35.
Nope.
What?
31.
Oh, 31. 31!
Why would you... That's, like, more insulting to, like, just add a couple more years.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
33.
Oh, 63. It's like, oh, no. Andy, you're such a silly goose. It's like, no, I want to hit you where it hurts.
But I also want to send a special happy birthday out to... her mom reached out to us. And today is her actual birthday. Haley McGregor.
Hey!
McGregor! She turned 18.
Happy oh, congrats. Birthday. Now you can run away.
Happy birthday to me and Haley.
You and Haley.
Happy birthday to you and Haley.
Haley, 18 and 31.
Happy birthday, dear
Haley and Josh, 31, 18.
Yep. Happy birthday to you, me, and Haley.
You and Haley. You turned 18. Josh, I just turned 31.
Looks 35.
But I've had them
that sounds actually more insulting.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You weren't even singing.
I was. I'm sorry.
Why does the mic make noise?
My one birthday wish is that you put your phone away.
Listen, no, but this is what happened. I didn't text mom what time Jane's nap was.
Oh.
Boo.
So I just did.
How you feeling? 31?
Whoa!
Whoa! You could have never done that if you were 30.
Whoa!
I mean, 31's changed you.
Whoa!
Wow, for the better.
Song.
Yes.
Let's go with it.
Song.
All right.
I'm nervous about this one.
Are these hard or is my lung capacity bad?
I don't think they're the noise.
Yeah, blow really hard. Sounds like an elephant.
It does.
Oh my gosh, I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay.
That's your scale.
Just go for it. I don't care.
You need to know your scale.
Ninjas, butterflies, here. What a surprise.
Ninjas are butterflies flying through the sky. I look up and I ask them why.
Why?
Why?
Why do you fly so high?
I I wanna fly high with you.
Cause ninjas are butterflies.
Butterflies.
Yes, they are. We don't know why.
Don't know why.
It's episode 60.
That's twice as much as 30.
How fun. Let's start the show.
Now let's start the show.
You know what you guys need to do is just use ChatGPT.
Was that good enough for you?
I did like it. I'm just saying, give yourselves a break. Let the robot do it.
I don't know, that was giving us a break. We were just going with it.
Yeah, we were in the moment.
I can't wait for you to hear next week's song, though.
I'm really excited.
Dude, when we came up with it, woo!
It's going to be good. We wanted to do it for this episode. But we didn't have enough time to practice.
It deserves practice.
Maybe that's what we do.
Maybe we try to just do monthly, like, bangers. Fully written bangers, yeah. And then the rest of them have to be improvised.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Everyone be quiet. Everyone just stop talking. Stop looking at me. Don't look at me. None of you look at me. This is my birthday. Stop. Look down. All of you look down. Don't laugh. Because this question is very serious. Today's question, sent in by a viewer, don't look at me. Did musicians invent depression?
I guess you should probably pick who you want to answer first, because it's your birthday.
I want Lily to answer it first.
Did musicians invent depression? Go.
No.
Interesting.
Because I think they did.
I think they kind of.
I kind of think, I mean, like, you think about it, like, when I listen to sad music, I feel
sad.
I feel sad. And when I feel sad, that means I'm depressed, right?
Yeah. And, like, you didn't ask for it.
No, definitely not.
And they're the ones making the music.
Yeah, manipulating me. Yeah. Gaslighting me.
Yeah.
So, in a way,
all musicians are gaslighters and manipulative people.
Yeah.
And so wait. So is Lily advocating for manipulative people? And
yeah.
Gaslighting people?
Oh my goodness, you guys, this is something. This is something.
This is something.
And Lily loves people that manipulate people and likes to gaslight them. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man.
Did I say ninja? I'm the butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful. Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas
attack! Don't burst a blood vessel.
Yeah, that. I felt my eyes poking out.
Can I show you something?
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot.
Originally. I know, I was trying to look at you. That hurt my face.
What hurt?
The cap. That hit me.
Did it hit you?
It felt like someone punched me in the face, dude.
I'm sorry. Where'd it hurt you?
I'm not showing you.
I didn't mean to.
Not here.
right here. Not so much here. Hey, would that surprise you? The cap's right here. What are you talking about?
It bounced off his face, yeah, probably.
It's a piece of paper.
Andrew's going to show it in replay.
He's gonna add like this huge thing.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday.
Yay. Hey, we got you a drink.
It's literally what.
What is that?
It's a strawberry Red Bull.
What?
But it's in your birthday girl chalice, wow. Dude. I'll trade drinks with you.
Oh, my goodness.
You have that drink now.
This is all Red Bull?
Yeah. This is all Red Bull.
Don't drink all that.
You have to by the end of the pod.
How many cans is it?
There's only two. A lot of ice.
Is that really only two?
Yeah, it's only two.
It's very watered down. I want my Red Bull back.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that one. I'll be the birthday girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I need a straw.
It's really watered down. Cheers, I want my back. You're such a brat.
I'm the birthday girl.
That is delicious. That's like literally, it's just gonna sit right in front and block my face. The whole time. It's like
sitting right there. I'm gonna be cutting a reel, super serious, and that's gonna be in every frame.
Well, how disappointing of it being such a fun start to the podcast with the really depressing things I have to talk about.
Well, should we do your gifts first? Then
they're not depressing. They're just they're very intriguing.
It's gonna be very funny whenever we're all very dressed happily and we're talking about sadness.
Somber.
Yeah. Like.
Do you want your gifts first?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, we got you two gifts.
Oh.
I'm not sure if Lily got you anything.
I didn't.
But technically this is from her. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I got you that cake.
Thanks. Is that the Cookie Monster?
It's a monster.
hold up the cake real quick. Yeah, you can't really see it.
It's a monster. Hold on. That's a monster.
Hold on. Strawberry down.
Wow. Thanks.
Did you decorate that?
No.
I was going to say.
Okay.
All right. Here's your gift. This is from Andrew.
All right.
There you go.
Dude. What is it?
This is actually awesome.
Right? A slingshot.
Oh.
We've talked about this legit one. Like weeks and weeks ago in one of the podcasts.
Yeah.
Like probably towards the beginning.
But you remember those videos when the... taking down the branches and stuff?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
But all the rodents you got in your backyard,
all the owls that are going to die. Yes. I'm going to kill all the owls.
And bald eagles.
Yes. That's awesome. Thanks, Andrew.
And the white rhino.
All right, this one's mine. I've been wanting to get you this for a long time.
Okay. Nice.
It's a gel blaster, dude.
A gel blaster.
Weapons.
Dude, I wanted to set it up before we got on the pod.
That's awesome.
Have you ever been hit by one of those?
No.
It's so fun.
Do it.
Do they hurt? Like,
no, they don't hurt.
We'll do it for the podcast after the podcast. All right. On Patreon exclusive. Oh! Wow.
He said, does it hurt?
But does it hurt? Oh,
wait a minute.
Well, because he just said.
Is it going to hurt me?
What are you doing?
My Uncle Brian said they hurt.
Stop. Stop.
Just trauma from the confetti cannon.
What the heck?
You got to roast the birthday boy.
No.
You always got to roast the birthday boy. I'm sorry. I'm 31
roasts. 31 roasts. Go.
Okay. I just want to start off with this. The other day I was sitting here and I got a text message from this guy who works on a construction site. And he's like showing me this door frame that he just built. Don't know who he was. I said, that looks amazing, dude. I don't know who you are. And he's like, yeah, you do. I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, dude, you were calling me like every other day last week. And he's like, I'm like, no, dude, I was not. I even looked. I'm like, did I accidentally call this guy?
Yeah.
No. And he's like, what's your name? I'm like,
what's your name?
Josh. He's like, all right. He's like, then how do you have this number? I'm like, this is my phone number. And then he sends me a screenshot. He's like, dude, you called me like this many times. I said, that's not my phone number. And then he said, what's your phone number? I said, look at what you just texted. And he's like, all right. Okay. And that was the end of it. I'm just like,
be his friend though.
I was being nice.
Oh.
No, I'm just like, look at who you're texting, bro.
You gotta go.
What do we end with? Let me see.
You gotta go with that at that point. Like when they send you the video, you gotta be like, do it again.
Oh,
or it's like, that's terrible. Terrible workmanship.
Yeah, I said, laugh out loud, that's not my number. I texted them my number. I'm like, this is the number you're texting. He said, I'm so confused. Yeah. So
I had a number text me one time and it was a person saying, you know, hey, could you come in, you know, tomorrow and we're going to talk and everything like that. And like, you know, just regular shift, like work stuff.
Yeah.
And I text back and it's like, you can forget it. I'm never coming back to that place.
Oh my gosh.
And I just kept driving. It's just like, that's funny. And then like 2 hours later, I get a call from Kelsey and she's like, hey, did you talk to my boss?
Oh no.
Because the person texts back and I look back later and the person texts back like, hey, is something wrong? And then I went back further when I was driving because the whole time I was like, yeah, I mean, like I'm just kind of fed up and whatever. Just feeding into it because eventually it's going to get figured out. But yeah, Kelsey was like, yeah, my boss, because like my phone wasn't working, so she texted you, and I told her to text you.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I was like, I am so sorry.
Did the boss think it was funny after?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. She was super worried. She's like, this sounds nothing like Kelsey.
Do you think Prime Day is it's fake?
Yeah. Dude,
Paige and I had not an argument, but
what do you
discussion.
Mean?
She was like, let's say
what
money.
Do you mean? What do I mean?
Prime
like,
okay,
day? How often are you looking at these things to buy and recognizing the price?
The price, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
And then Prime Day, they're like, it's 71% off. And you're like, wow, what a deal. But could it be just the same price that it was earlier, but they just like manipulated the system?
There's got to be people that can fact check that, right?
That's called marking it up before you discount it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. So they just gradually have everything on it, a percentage increase, and then they cut it off at once.
Amazon's gaslighting all of us.
We bought a chicken run today on Prime Day.
Chicken run?
Yeah, we've been looking at this
thing.
It's
like a big chicken cage.
And
it is. Poultry on the move?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know it was like around $200 normally, but they marked it up to like $250 or something and then discounted it 50% or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Dumb.
Interesting.
But we got it.
Yeah.
But. We still bought it.
I thought you were talking about Chicken Run, the movie. I was like, yeah, we really want it. We've been saving up. We finally bought Chicken Run on DVD.
DVD Blu-ray.
Dude, do you guys see how much VHS tapes are worth now?
The Disney ones, like if they're in mint condition.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like the Cars VHS. Really? Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Dude, people are selling it. Like you can sell it for like $3,000+.
Dang. Yeah.
What's the equivalent of that now? Like, what's something we can start holding on to now? NFTs?
No.
I bet CDs will be worth money at some point, like, still bound.
Yeah.
I know the Rocky.
Especially, the really good CDs, obviously. Like,
Rocky on VHS just sold for over $30,000 still in the tape.
Listen,
I'm saving all my DVDs. I have, like, one of those 500, like that big old set. I mean, and it's not in the case or anything, but still.
So yeah. Who knows?
When we were going through my grandfather's things, he had a copy on VHS of Song of the South, that band movie from Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That'd probably go crazy on eBay.
Well, it was like a trick question. Facebook was trying to trick me.
Mm-hmm.
They had a VHS of Song of the South. They said, are you interested in this product? I'm like,
no.
It was like a trap.
No,
you are interesting. Get them, boys.
But I think our grandkids are going to have like CD players like on their like displayed in their houses, like how we now have
like
record players.
Cause
we're like, oh, this is so cool.
So
I have it on vinyl. Our grandkids are just going to have like CDs and like, check this out.
Yeah. This is real cool.
Cassette tapes are already like that. It's like $30 for a cassette.
Yeah. It's so silly. It's so silly.
What was the first CD player that you got? Do you remember it?
I do.
Just what grade? Like that had been like eighth or ninth grade or something like that?
No, I was younger than that. I was probably I was fifth grade or something.
I think I was around that time.
I think it was
too.
A Sony one.
Dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you think of that CD player, what CD do you think of?
Creed.
Creed?
For sure.
Really?
That was like,
that's awesome.
Always in my CD player.
I love the fact that like little sixth grade Josh is, can you tell me how? Just on a school bus. That's awesome.
I was Reliant K, Anatomy of Tongue and Cheek.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Hillary Duff.
Mine was Linkin Park. Linkin Park, dude.
Yeah. You're such a Linkin Park kid. By the way, do you shop at?
Is that even me?
Such a Linkin Park.
I know you're a Walmart shopper, but do you ever go to Publix?
Yeah.
Oh, but you have one over by your house.
Yeah, that's the closest one. I would not go to Publix if I didn't have to.
Our Loch Lemon Publix houses your doppelganger.
Really?
Literally written in the same font as you. Like he's younger, like he might be like high school aged.
Mm-hmm.
Carbon copy.
Sounds that's like a good looking guy.
That's a tough life. High school age and he's already bald.
Well, I think he has hair, but he looks a lot like you.
He's like you, but just better looking.
Yeah,
and
better
more
looking,
fit, younger.
Yeah. Probably has present parents.
Yeah, he probably has a dad
in his childhood.
A very loving dad. but speaking of loving dads,
okay,
and you having a doppelganger,
doppelganger.
Have you guys ever heard of the Voynich manuscript? The Voynich manuscript.
No,
I have not.
Someone on one of our little ninjas on Patreon said you guys should talk about this. So I looked into it yesterday, and it's wild. Okay?
Okay.
Can you turn on my headphones? Like, I feel like it's so quiet. Yeah.
It's one,
okay.
One notch.
That's perfect.
Now we're cooking.
Now we're cooking. The Voynich manuscript was written, they estimate, between 1404 and 1438.
Okay.
And it's wild.
Okay.
Okay, so it's basically this, it's how many, 240 pages of medieval codex showing very detailed constellations, unknown plants and roots, and a lot of undressed women.
Okay. Oh.
Like drawings. It's the weirdest looking thing. And since it was written, no one has been able to figure out what it says.
Like, so what language it's in?
Yes. And there's been all these people like, no, I figured it out, but it's always disproven.
Was he a doctor?
What?
Was he a doctor?
The person writing this?
Yeah.
I'm getting to it.
Oh, why?
I thought I was making a joke because of handwriting. But
bad handwriting.
But the language that it's written, they said it looks very similar to like a combination of like Hebrew and Latin. Mm. And then others have said it's a language that is alien. Like it's an alien language.
Yeah.
And this is where I made my own connection.
Say it.
So it's really creepy, right? Let me just go to who they think wrote it.
Okay.
They think it was a hoax. It's a very elaborate hoax, but by someone named Edward Kelly in the 1400s, who was very much a part of the occult, mm-hmm. okay. and like a very like sorcerer type person.
Count of Saint Germain.
And so he talks about.
Quit jumping ahead.
They talk about this guy, Edward Kelly. He would go into these trances to where he would communicate with the angels. And this book was supposedly written down by his followers of what the angels were telling him.
Spooky.
And it was all, they say that it was a hoax because the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolph, like, got it. He's like, what are these angels trying to say?
Yeah.
But I thought it was weird, going back to the Book of Enoch, just making this full connection, because if, in fact, Edward Kelly was communicating with angels. The Book of Enoch, which, again.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it with the Book of Enoch. But it talks about, it names these certain angels that were the fallen angels and what they were gifted in. And I'm not going to go through all of it, but like, so it talks about, I can't even pronounce these names, they're crazy. But one of them was gifted in enchantments. The other was gifted in astrology. One was gifted in the clouds, the signs of the earth, the signs of the sun, the course of the moon. And one was, where is this one? This one was also taught enchantments and root cuttings. So like basically plants stuff. And like this book is like all about plants and like these unknown plants and these roots.
Yeah.
And like very detailed drawings of like constellations that you couldn't even see with the naked eye.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so.
So how would he have known it? Yeah. Like he didn't have a telescope or anything.
Yeah.
What is the telescope invented?
Know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you looked that up.
The 80s.
But I thought it was interesting, too, with the unclothed women of, like, how the fallen angels lusted over the women of Earth.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, is this, like, an account of, like, what they were, like, being taught? Mm-hmm. Because no one's been able to decipher it.
That is super, super interesting.
Yeah.
Where were they found?
Where?
Like, where were those texts found?
It was in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's super scary.
Your guesses were wrong.
But it disappeared. Well, it disappeared for like...
Count of Saint-Germain could... Who knows?
It was being like passed down through like different like philosophers and all this stuff. And then it just disappeared for like 200 years.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it just reemerged like in the past like 70 years or something.
At
so now
Bill
it's,
Gates' house. Yeah. Where is it? Who has it?
It's like just on his like coffee table for just reading.
But I thought that was interesting.
People come to visit and he's like putting his coffee cup on it and stuff like that. It's like, ah! Relax.
Yeah. So
that's wacky.
That's my connection with and it's, the Voynich.
It makes me wonder that if, like, you know, 3,000 years from now, someone's going to find like our kids' drawings and they're going to be like, what is this language? It's like it's just scribbles and drawings on the
what
game.
What is this?
It's just like a savant kid doodling in their version of middle school.
Yeah.
Just like.
It's so funny.
I think it's crazy, man, because like all these people, they like have like gone so far as like pour millions of dollars into research to try to translate it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like building like computer systems they to can't be able it. To like decipher it, and no one can do it.
It's going to happen eventually. There's got to be a way.
If it says
to make some sense out of it.
Yeah.
If it, has to say, it has to say something.
Do you ever think about like their works of literature with made up languages that are so incredibly complex describing histories and universes? Like what if somebody from the future came back and got a hold of Tolkien's work? Like you would think elves were real people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's interesting.
People have always had an imagination, I can imagine.
I just want to play. It's
right?
It's thanks, crazy. It is crazy that Jared Tolkien, he literally made up a language.
Yeah.
He took like old Gaelic and stuff.
True.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The whole
he made up Elvish. More than
oh, wow.
One,
more yeah. than one.
Wow.
Each of the people has their own tongue and you can actually learn it and use it. Like there's holy grammar. Moly.
And he wrote it all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
And could
dude.
Speak.
I need to look
all.
Into this guy. Is he a new upcoming author?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Your bestseller?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's really being put on the map right now.
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
the whole thing with the show on Amazon. I was like getting into the debate of whether or not Rings of Power was going to be good or not because of like who was writing it. And then I watched one of their conferences where they're talking and the two dudes who wrote some new characters in both started addressing all the like Comic-Con nerds in Elvish. And like they just started speaking Elvish. I'm like, yep, they have the right to.
Well, I love opinion. Rings of Power. I thought they did a fantastic job.
I did
job.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. I did too.
So did Orlando Bloom put J.R. Tolkien on the map?
Some would say, yeah.
I was trying to think, did Amazon put Tolkien on the map?
No, I mean, think about it. No one ever heard of Tolkien before
Orlando Bloom.
I didn't know about him.
This is where Andrew goes,
But speaking of Tolkien being put on the map,
yeah.
Have you ever heard of the church in Jerusalem called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre?
No. No, I have not, Josh.
Why? Really?
Dude, these
you haven't heard of the church, the Holy Church of the or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre?
No.
What?
I can't believe I'm just as surprised as you.
Oh
man.
My goodness! You
know, cutting this up is going to be so ridiculous.
But so basically, it's this church. Where they speculate where Jesus was both crucified and buried.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I just, yeah, you're good.
But it's owned, they had like these different denominations were fighting over it for since it came about, basically.
Right.
So now they basically have this treaty with six different Christian denominations, and it's so strict. To where there is, if you look at it, the church, there's a ladder that's sitting outside. And I think they said that ladder's been there for over 200 years.
Cool.
But no one's allowed to move it.
Yeah.
Because the whole deal is all six denominations have to vote on if anything is going to be changed with the church. And that means like if you move a chair, they say it'll be like a war.
Everything.
Oh
everything.
God.
Every so detail.
This ladder has been there for over 200 years.
Yeah.
Because they can't decide whether to take it away or not. They won't agree on it.
It's like committees. It's like a Baptist church.
Yeah.
What do you think is happening on a celestial level about this argument?
What do you mean?
It's just like, that's so dumb.
It's got to be their podcast. They're just tuning in, watching people argue about the ladder.
It's so crazy. Like, this isn't what we had in mind, everybody.
But someone in the 70s did move it.
Uh-oh.
And, dude, it was like the church was about to, like, go bananas.
Jeez
Louise. Like, who moved it? Who moved it? You moved it. No, I didn't move it. You moved it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
the dude
put it back, and they're like, all right.
Take all right, it easy.
Everybody relax.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a natural segue.
Okay.
To talk about everything happening in Israel.
Okay.
Do you want to?
I want to be.
Let's talk everything about it, actually.
I don't want to like dive into it because when this comes out, I don't know what has happened or what's going to happen.
Right.
But I do want to say that we should be definitely praying for all the people in Israel and Palestine, man. There's a lot of innocent people dying, and it's not cool. War is poo-poo, and there's a lot of politicized things going on with it, and it's very polarizing, which stinks because some would say that I don't, it shouldn't be polarizing.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it stinks, and
it's scary.
Yeah, it's super scary.
It's scary for people there. It's civilians. It's like, I can't imagine living in that type of terror all
and
the time.
No matter which side of the argument you're on, no one should be excited about people suffering.
No.
So,
and that's what I hate. I hate the celebration of people dying. It's just like, it stinks, man. There's no good comes from innocent people dying.
Yeah.
You know?
And the heartbreaking part, and I guess what is really, like, you know, oh my gosh, what I'm like grieving the most about war right now is like, it's usually the vulnerable who suffer the most, you know, and women and children. And that's what we're seeing right now. And it's just so devastating. And, but what we know as believers is that this could possibly be an indication of the hope that's to come, you know, and all the stuff that's being fulfilled. And so I guess NAB, we just implore people to use your wisdom and study up and
if all else fails, be kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be kind.
Yeah. It's
pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
But if Jesus is coming back, y'all get ready.
Hey, surf's
that's
up,
pretty
baby.
Cool.
Yeah.
And calories don't exist. If Jesus is coming back, then calories don't exist.
True that. I'm going to eat this whole cake right now.
Maybe. We get to heaven and Andy's like fatter.
So, guys? Andy. Found the buffet, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just kidding, Andy. You're not fat. Then.
No. Speaking of Andy being fat in heaven.
Whoa.
We got that. Don't go anywhere.
Yes. Grandpa?
Yes, grandson?
Can you tell me a bedtime story?
Sure. So, back in the war,
a happy story, Grandpa.
Oh, of course. So, back in Nam,
a happy story, Grandpa.
Well, back when I was your age, I started a Patreon on a podcast that I was a part of.
What's a Patreon?
It's where you can go purchase different tiers to get all exclusive content from Ninjas of Butterflies.
It sounds really cool.
It really is.
Probably really expensive, though.
It's not at all. And you get really fun deals like discounts on Ninjas merch and behind-the-scenes content and live Q&As.
Probably not extra episodes.
And extra episodes.
Wow.
Yep, reminds me of the war.
Oh, no, Grandpa, I don't want to talk about the war.
It was a good time.
Thank you, Grandpa. I'm going to go to bed now.
All right, who are you?
Jeez.
All right. Where am I?
Where's my gun?
Josh.
They're coming after me again.
Hit the ground.
Grandpa, that was just the doorbell. What? What is a doorbell?
That's Grandma. Put the gun down.
Jeez.
Too far. No,
so where am I?
He puts the gun down and they live happily ever after.
Oh. Oh, I love you, Betsy.
I was worried about where I had
I thought you
that.
Were my enemy, though.
I thought you were Charlie. Get it from Vietnam.
Nice. All the bathrooms were taken.
What'd you do?
I went and peed outside.
Nice. I figured you ran to the nearest temple.
When is somebody going to catch you?
Peeing outside?
So, I caught him.
If it's on your own property, can you get in trouble?
Yeah.
There's nudity. Yeah.
It's a public workspace.
That's public space. That's nudity in a public area.
But it's a private area.
That's indecent exposure.
What
it's private.
If someone sees you in a public area, it's decent.
If they see you
exposure.
In a public area, but I'm on my private land.
You can
get, it's still public, though, if you're outside.
You can get in trouble for display of nudity, like, behind glass in your home.
That's silly.
What's the difference between you peeing behind this tree?
That's silly. I want all my neighbors to see me.
And somebody seeing it, and then you going in the middle of the sales pit and peeing on the rug.
Wait a second.
Just a kid riding his bike by. Oh, there's Mr. Hooper's. Oh, no! No!
Is that cool, Carl?
If it's, if it's your property,
yep.
You should be able to do whatever you want.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Hooper. Okay.
Hippie. Ada's walking by someone's house, and dude's in the window.
No, he's mowing the lawn.
All right.
Nude, dude. It's Florida, man.
It's his land.
It's his land. Ada?
Ada, look away.
Yeah, just
Ada,
don't look.
Ada?
It's just, this, we're
this,
not going to go.
This is America. We're not this is
gonna,
the freedom.
We're not going to walk past his house. But this is America. And that is his right.
And I respect you, sir. I want to shake your hand. I want to shake your hand.
Oh, wasn't that ad fun?
So I had fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Had yep. fun.
So what else?
I can't believe I smashed that cake in your face.
No.
I can't believe that happened. That was the craziest thing.
You didn't do that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
It was right at the end. I just took it and I...
No, I don't. I actually don't remember that at all. I remember you were about to do it, and then I somehow put like an enchantment on you, yeah. And you froze, and then I did it to your face.
But you know what I remember? You know what I remember?
What?
How it happened is because it didn't happen here. It happened like later in the day, like whenever you weren't like paying attention, and like I was filming you on my phone, and I went up and
I don't think it happened like that. But either way,
well, we'll see.
I do remember all of that though. Yeah. Someone's trying to log into our TV.
Oh no!
It's Maria Alejandra.
These debates are the most stressful thing because my brain immediately goes into how am I going to edit to pull off. Like, you're like force field. My brain's like, he's like, no, instead. It just starts to get
instead,
crazier.
I'm on a unicorn.
Yeah.
Breathing fire.
Disney.
Disney.
Back at it. Back.
Back
one
at
more
it.
Time.
Back.
One more time.
Back at it.
Actually, what am I doing?
What are you talking about?
Because it's question corner time.
Oh! Question corner
with
Lily, where
the
questions are fresh on our mind.
Ha ha. My phone's gonna die, so I've gotta. Hey,
see that bird noise?
That's a really good bird.
I have a question, but I have an inkling that we've asked it before.
inkling.
Shut up.
But I have an inkling.
Okay.
But I have an inkling.
Can you not see now? Going back to the finger licking story.
Yeah, yeah.
She just made that noise herself on her own volition.
I literally, that you did it.
No, I didn't.
It's the most truthful story ever. And somebody's comment was, he's so mad about it that it's obvious that it's true.
Because
200 likes, I told you never to bring it up again. It's real, so.
True. Okay. Did you ask this question already, Andy? Because I feel like you did. If you were to have five liquids readily available to disperse out of your fingers.
We haven't talked about that, but okay. Yeah, let's do it. That's fun.
If you were to have any five liquids readily available to dispense out of your fingertips,
cool.
What would they be? I'll go first.
Why? I'm the birthday boy.
Oh, go first.
She's also a lady.
Oh.
But you're the birthday boy. What are you doing? Go first.
Go first.
For my birthday, I choose women's rights.
Oh, see, that's a class act.
I would do water.
My phone died. Ah.
You had a charger?
No.
I would charge it. All right, go throw it on a charger. Because what if your mom needs help?
Okay, you answer while I'm on the move.
Okay. I would do water. Mm-hmm. I would do gasoline.
That's good.
Yeah.
Those are two solid picks.
I know. water, gasoline.
Does a sauce count as a liquid?
That's where my brain is.
It does?
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Does mayonnaise count as a sauce?
Wait, maybe I didn't want to go first because I was so stoked on the gasoline part.
I got a couple.
Let's pros and cons. Let's think about, like, what would you want?
Just right off the bat, water, gasoline,
think
orange
out
juice.
Loud. Yeah.
Red Bull? Okay. No. I take it back. Oh, man. Where'd she go?
It's finding a charger, I guess.
What in the world?
All right. So you're thinking five things you're always going to want.
Yeah.
What kind of liquids are you always needing?
I'll give you my number one.
What about a Dr. Pepper?
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
Nice. That's a good one.
Number two, sesame oil.
That's a good one. Oh, man.
That's tough.
Number three, sriracha.
Okay.
Number four and five, go.
Water and gas, because
water and gas, nice. Those are solid picks.
All right, Lil, you go.
Okay.
I mean,
I still
you're cooking and you're, you know,
I only
driving.
Have two. No, I only have three so far.
I'm water and gas.
So you stole my gas. Everyone's stealing my gas.
No, I had it written down on my phone.
People are allowed to choose gas.
Prove it.
No.
Water and gas. I don't have it. Water and gas. I'm going to say, I can't remember anymore because I don't have my phone in front of me.
You can't remember?
I have some really good ones. I know that I wanted pre-mixed liquid IV with water and stuff.
Okay.
Milk for Baba's.
For the kids?
Yes.
Okay.
And, oh gosh. What was the last one? I don't remember. Diet Coke.
All right. Nice.
Did you finish yours?
Nope.
No? What is yours?
You said.
I'm thinking of survival.
Yeah.
Water, gas.
Water, gas.
Red Bull.
No, no more Red Bull. Water, gas.
Milk for Baba's.
Maybe
what
like
if I die?
Maybe like a protein shake just for like survival. Like a like one of those shakes that have like all the nutrients in them.
I'm mixing Diet Coke and I'm putting in Japanese barbecue.
Nice. Orange juice, because I love orange juice.
Yeah.
And
with pulp.
Dude.
Some pulp.
Pulp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulped orange juice. Mm. And golly, I don't know. Let's just do.
Think of something that's going to make you money. What's going to give you money?
Gold.
Liquid gold.
Oil. But you have gas.
Oil you could sell, though.
Yeah.
Some 5W-30.
Dude, that would take a long time to fill some barrels, though, with liquid coming out of your fingers.
But you wouldn't have to go to the gas station. You just do it in the comfort of your own driveway.
Oh, man. You go,
just picturing
you
in your driveway with your finger in your gas tank. People are like, you good?
What's up? I own this land. I can do whatever I want.
Okay, sir, you can do that with your finger, but why are you naked?
Oh. There you go.
I would do gasoline. I'm stealing that. I'm not going to do water, though. I'm going to change that out with Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Or Sunny D. Either one. And then I'm going to do Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh, gosh.
Ew.
It's a sauce. It counts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it counts, and then, but you're a lunatic.
And then I'm going to do, let's see here. What were some other good liquid? Vegetable oil. So I can start just cooking all the time.
Yeah,
that's so
that
expensive,
would be good.
Right?
No, and it's then, not that
olive
expensive.
Oil.
Olive oil.
I'm doing olive oil.
Olive okay. oil
my,
is expensive.
For my last one.
I'll do olive oil.
Dude.
What do you mean? It's the avocado oil. Yeah, I'll do avocado
Dude,
oil.
So olive oil hack. TJ Maxx.
No what, way.
What's the hack?
Go to TJ Maxx.
Dude, like I was getting like the big freaking things of it for only $3.
What?
Yeah. Dang.
Probably fake olive oil. Though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
I get
true.
My truffle oil for like $4.
You know what it is?
It's just some guy it's in the bed behind TJ Maxx just scooping off the grill.
If you look closer, it says Oliver oil.
This is Oliver's oil. Oliver's some guy in Wisconsin. He's selling his oil.
And from his finger.
What's that mean? And then they don't answer. He's like, what's that mean?
I'll take $5.
No, but for real, they got like everything. John came over. We were cooking steaks, and he was like, oh, that's really good stuff. I looked it up. It was like a $20 bottle that I got for $4.
Okay, are you sponsored Dang. By TJ Maxx now or something? Are you really pitching this?
Yeah.
Yeah. My fifth one would be ink toner.
What?
Because I would just open a business. I would just rake in the money. Right. You know how much ink toner costs? So much.
It's really
seems
expensive.
Like a, it's really expensive.
Seems like a bad investment in the digital age.
No. No.
Yeah.
You still need to print things.
I feel like there's one that I'm missing, but maybe if I think about it, I'll just yell it out.
What if it was like movie theater popcorn butter?
No. That makes me so sick.
I was on the fence.
Ginger ale.
With coffee.
That's what you would do.
No.
You're a ginger ale crackhead.
I do like ginger ale.
I didn't even
coffee.
I didn't even put coffee in mine. Get rid of the milk.
Our children.
I have to have coffee. It's going to be black coffee. Because sometimes I want a little black coffee. Sometimes I want a little cream in it. I could buy the cream, though.
Nice.
What's something that you could just put all fingers in one cup and it would still taste good?
Orange juice.
Like
and
suicide.
Yeah. Ginger ale.
What if I just picked all five sodas? Andy, what are
you doing? You mix up your gasoline and ginger ale fingers.
Done.
Poison.
Fill your car up with ginger ale.
Oh, no.
There's your problem.
It's just full of ginger ale.
Got bubbles come out of your tailpipe.
Oh, all right. Give us a band.
Oh,
It's like the biggest
every week.
Ah! Phil Collins.
Andrew has a reel or something else. Oh, no.
How am I going to watch it?
I'm going to have to.
He's going to show you right now. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mike Tyson.
Sent. This is the creepiest child I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Wait.
Volume or no?
I don't think it matters.
Okay, no volume. Actually, you gotta do some volume.
Okay, you ready?
That's a lot of volume.
You can add volume in the.
Yeah. In the That's edit. You're gonna get copyrighted.
Oh, what the heck? What the heck?
Dude,
I don't like that. My kid starts doing that. I'm like, hey, let's.
That is
take
not
a field trip.
That is not a child. That is a creature from the underworld.
Oh my gosh. I think that's a disease, though, that people have that they don't. I think it's a
that
disease.
That makes them do that?
Yeah, that their joints are that way.
That's sure. Wild.
I mean, she looks happy, I guess.
Could you imagine being her. The parent? You're just like, okay. No one likes this, sweetie. Not you're, at scare, just, you're scaring everyone.
Wait, just do this at home, honey. Please.
But do it in your room. Shut the door.
Dude, could you imagine, like, if. We had a kid that did that.
No.
And like at night, it would just be going down the hallway like that.
Mommy, no.
You know, Josh this morning reenacted for me. What the? So we're in this like period of time where like both kids aren't sleeping. And so survival, I go and I sleep with Jane and Ada usually comes in to sleep with Josh.
Yeah, in our bedroom.
And he reenacted for me. He said, Lily, nighttime is starting to get really scary.
Dude, it's starting to get really scary.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so Ada every single night comes into our room, but you just don't know when.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point now to where I can't fall asleep until she comes in the room because it's so scary. Because and it's like, so it was like 12:30 last night. I was still up. I'm just like, kept on looking at her baby monitor. I'm like, okay, she's asleep. And then look, and then I like thought I heard something. I'm like, oh, I look and she's asleep. And then I'm not kidding you. I like looked, she was asleep. I put it down and it was maybe a minute.
Yeah.
And you just hear. And then the door goes, boom. She's like, ah! And you're like, oh my gosh, dude. I said, you're the scariest little girl ever.
It's so scary.
I love that so much.
But
it's
she,
so
I mean, scary. The door's like, wow.
Well, yeah.
But yeah.
You need to lay down a blanket in front of it or something.
Yeah, something, dude.
We've got to figure this season out, too.
Yeah, I've literally built her a cage to sleep in, and she escapes it.
You need to put a top on it, dude. It's
throw some chicken wire over the top.
Some bar.
The chicken run.
Out for Ada.
We'll replace her better than chicken run.
She loves the outside.
Throw up some barb, dude. She ain't getting through it.
It's not a cage. It's a Montessori bed.
Yeah. That's a cage.
That's a cage. Yeah.
Sounds like a millennial. Like the very like.
It's not a cage. It's a Montessori bed.
This is our millennial Montessori bed.
She's a dog kennel.
This actually, we tore down a redwood in California. Make this cage. I mean, bed.
But speaking of cages, Disney World, Disney in general.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I think we've all talked about it already. What you got there? Snack?
Snack.
But we saw this thing where all these pictures of Walt Disney World, his fingers are always like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the rumor is that Disney went in to every single picture of Walt Disney and edited out him holding a cigarette.
Yeah.
And then you pointed out to me at Disney, all the cast members.
Wait. Whenever you're going down a hallway. To direct them.
It's not a cigarette thing, though. It's not a cigarette thing.
Why not?
Why wouldn't it be?
What we were
Why do you wave like this?
What we were trained to do is they said it's
She did work for Disney, too. So.
It's a cultural it's a cultural thing because this is offensive in some cultures. And so we were said there. They said there are two options. You do this or you do this with a whole hand. Now, I did do the Disney college classes, and one of my professors did say it had something to do with the cigarettes.
It has to. It absolutely has to.
What are you doing?
Like a roundabout way to agree.
Definitely.
It absolutely has to.
Because all the official training is because of culture.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to say anything about it. Of course they're going to say
Because all these like really famous pictures of Walt Disney, like they're iconic pictures.
Yeah.
But he always had a cigarette.
Yeah, but it's not like he was like, he smoked cigarettes so much that he probably like died from them. Right? Oh, wait.
Did you not know?
Oh. Well, no, that's too bad.
He got lung cancer.
He got lung cancer. Which is sad, but it's definitely why they do it. 100%. Yeah. Because they could have easily just said, you have to do this. They could have easily said, you had to, whatever.
And Josh made the joke.
This is comfy, though.
He's like, instead of doing this, we should just do...
that.
Yeah.
That. But yeah.
But...
What's Disney up to?
I just wonder.
What are they trying to hide?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's like obviously smoking is bad for you kids. Terrible. But do you think that's what Walt wanted, was to have all of the pictures of his likeness removed?
No, man. No.
He's his own person.
Yeah. And he liked to smoke a cigarette.
Hey.
What's so wrong with that? Except for that it causes cancer.
It was good for you.
Yeah, back then it cured cancer.
Do you know they actually used to believe that tobacco helped asthma?
Yeah.
And did you know that it actually can in the case of...
Because it
because you're suffocating from smoke, and so you're the opposite of dilate. Like, or
but it's not... It's
because you have no longer have a problem with asthma.
It's
the lung cancer.
Yeah. It's the scar... Well, it's the scar tissue after it like retracts, but immediately
it tobacco or is it the nicotine in tobacco?
It's tobacco. It's reaction to smoke inhalation, I believe.
Do you remember Outlander?
With your vest too.
You like that?
It's like you're like a single mom that just like put the kids down or like send them off to her dad's and she's just like watching your Golden Bachelor. Anyways. What?
What?
I don't remember what I said.
Did you hear that AI is going to be helping us talk to whales and birds now?
I did see that.
Cool. What?
Within the next 2 years, they're saying AI is going to be able to have the capabilities for us to start communicating with birds and whales in their own like language.
I just don't know if God wants that.
I don't think so either,
man. He doesn't want any of this. I also don't want to know what's on the mind of a whale.
Yeah. I do.
It's like
I want to know.
It's actually, like probably like, whale. I hate humans.
No,
like,
I'd be way more afraid of what birds think about.
Oh, I know. Totally. What's your first question?
What you thinking about?
Mine is, what's the craziest thing you've seen?
I don't want to know that.
That would actually be very interesting.
Dude, if we get...
Wait a second.
Can we get a bird
on
the podcast, please?
Wait a second.
Can we get a full-on sandhill crane on the podcast in the next 2 years once AI comes out?
I want a pigeon.
No way. You voted for Hillary too? Oh.
Let's get a turkey. That was my turkey. I can't do a sandhill crane. It's too hard. They sound like dinosaurs, bro.
Dude, they are dinosaurs, man.
Still sound like a turkey.
It's like, no.
I can do a good turkey.
Do it.
That was good.
Needs to be a little more. do that. There you go. That was good. That's good.
That's just with your tongue.
Are you working on any impressions right now?
Turkey.
Just a turkey? No, people from Turkey.
No. Can they not weaponize that?
Oh, yeah.
With birds?
Yeah. I mean, if you just gaslit birds and be like, listen.
Well, you know, you send birds into like hostile areas or something, or like to spy on people.
Yeah.
Birds.
But that's the thing
whole
is,
thing. Birds aren't real. But the whole movement.
Hey, but the thing is, they would have to, these birds have choice. They have will. So you would have to like. Does the government start befriending them? Like, and they're like, hey, now that we've known each other for like 3 months, like, it'd be really cool if like you went overseas and did like some kind of missions for us.
And they're like, do you even know how birds work? I can fly across the ocean.
Cool, I could do that, but like, we're still friends, right? Like, this isn't just a business thing, right? You're like, no, it's fine.
No, come on,
dude. I love you.
You want a cracker?
Yeah.
Dude, they can take down
get
planes.
The cracker when you're done.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Like, the hawks at airports that are actually employed. I guess the hawk handler is employed.
What?
By the airport.
I didn't know that.
Because like if a flock of birds goes into a turbine, it'll blow the motor.
Yeah.
So they have hawks at the airports that are trained to scare other smaller birds away.
That's pretty cool.
What movie? It's like a war movie. And they go, bird strike.
I don't know.
And they fly in like
Chicken
that exact
Run.
Scenario.
Chicken Run.
Bird strike. That was actually the name of Chicken Run before they came out with Chicken Run.
Bird Strike. That was,
that's funny.
You hate claymation, right?
I do.
It scares her.
You see that Millie Bobby Brown with Wallace and Gromit?
It's
which
so
is like
mean.
Eating
it's
the
so
carrots?
Mean. But it's so
funny. Wait, what? Show me.
No, it's
We'll show you on the pod after the pod.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Ooh, Patreon.
Teasing it all up.
No, but you guys should go check out our Patreon because we actually do really fun stuff there.
Yeah.
Claymation.
This isn't the ad, okay?
Claymation is creepy, except for like Rudolph and those.
I would say that's the most creepy.
Rudolph, what are you doing?
Stop. You're scary.
Exactly. He needs to start doing that at night whenever you're like, Lily.
With a glowing red light.
Last night, two nights ago, I put an Ada down. And he texted me, he's like, what, are you going to sleep in there? Because I was like in there for too long, I guess. But
yeah, with the voices. What in the world?
What, are you going to sleep in there? What the heck, you going to sleep in there or something?
But anyway, I come back into our room. We're going to watch Harry Potter. And I can sense that he's hiding. Literally, the hair stands back on my neck. And I think he tried to juke me because he left the bathroom light on and the door closed. So he's like, wanted me to think that he's in the bathroom.
Is that what you did?
I was laying under the bed trying to scare him.
But is that what you did? Is it you plan like, oh, yeah, turn the light?
I catch his reflection right in the mirror, and he's under the bed.
Oh, that's humiliating. Oh, that's the worst.
Dude,
I'm going to get it so good.
I laid under there for way too long. But I'm like, because it was like probably 7 minutes in, I'm like, I can't just stop now. So that's why I texted her.
Well, you should have just stayed there and just filmed him the whole time.
Just fall asleep under there.
Just butts up in the air. And it comes up and
it scares
you.
Comes and scares me, and then I scare her.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I do want to talk about our last podcast. Where we had the giant owl man shoot. Ooh, you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We showed Ada it, and it scared her really so bad. We played it, and then she was just like this. We're like, are you okay, Ada? She's like, owl.
She went, like, hoo, hoo.
She went, hoo, hoo.
I told you, I'm going to just wait outside your guys' house in a trench coat, and it was on stilts.
So
just
scary.
So with the owl mask.
I would do that, but I'd fully believe that I would get shot.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I have a stupid question.
Yeah. Just,
no, you get a BB gun right to the face. No, slingshot. That's what I meant. Yeah.
I was watching this TikTok, and he asked this guy a question. His response was hilarious. He just like went down the rabbit hole of like every conspiracy. Didn't even answer the question.
Yeah.
He's like, the Earth is flat. Blah 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 blah. But then he said something, and it perclumped me, and I know this is a really dumb question, and probably all of you and maybe everyone watching this is gonna be like, Josh, you are a dummy.
Yeah.
But space is a vacuum, right?
We think.
Hoover.
It is. If space is a vacuum, fire can't exist within a vacuum. Right?
I don't know.
If there's no air, there's no oxygen to feed the fire.
Yeah.
How is the sun fire?
Dang.
I don't think it's just like, I think it's just made of fire.
I know,
I
but
think
how
it's, like, it's a chemical reaction. Like it's different. I don't think it's like
but
normal.
In a vacuum?
I don't know, man.
I don't, maybe it has its own atmosphere.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah.
That's what I thought of.
Yeah, you would have to, right?
But then wouldn't it burn its own atmosphere up?
Maybe it's got a really strong atmosphere.
Well, that's why the sun is going to burn out at some point. Stars die.
Dude, have you seen the difference, like, of the temperature on the surface and according to and compared to in the middle of the sun? Mm-hmm. Easy for you to say. The temperature on land on the surface is completely different than in the middle, and it's like it's not as hot on the surface as I thought it would be.
Yeah,
how hot is it?
I mean, I'm going to be wrong, but I thought it was 10,000 degrees. I was like, that
Celsius
can't be right.
Or Fahrenheit.
We know that we don't know what the difference is anyway.
Negative. Just kidding. I don't want to go down this path again.
According to West Texas A&M, the burning of the sun is not chemical combustion. It's nuclear fusion. Don't think of the sun as a giant campfire. It's more like a giant hydrogen bomb.
Whoa.
That's gnarly.
That's nuts.
So it's not gnarly. It's not even like fire at that point. It's just like...
Dude, it's a ball of just
hot radiation.
It literally says the sun burns hydrogen. Several hundred million tons per second.
How do we know that?
Okay.
How do we know that?
I just want space.
Look at it, Lily. Obvious.
Space sometimes just stresses me out.
Yeah.
I think about space more than the Roman Empire, I think.
Totally. Yeah.
I think I figured out what my Roman Empire is.
What?
The Rosetta Stone.
What?
Like the actual Rosetta Stone or like the language?
The actual Rosetta Stone.
The language learning program.
What's the Rosetta Stone?
It's just the first recorded language used ever.
Or it had multiple languages on it, right?
It was just basically, it was like we could determine when they started using language.
Oh.
In a recorded way.
It makes sense to name a company after that.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Smart.
I think about it like probably every 5 days.
But how does just stars, I don't get it. No. How do they have enough fuel to just keep burning? Is it?
Because they die, but there's an infinite amount. And space is growing. It's really growing.
And how does one start to be a star?
Yeah.
Does it get mad?
just two tiny little things in space just get really mad and they interact with each other and become a star?
There's going to be so many people watching this. Like, you guys, how do you have a podcast right now? How do you exist as humans?
You know what's crazy?
I'm not a scientist.
Someone gave us these mics, okay?
I make jokes.
We went to private school.
I can shoot ginger ale out of my pinky.
I got a car full of ginger ale. What do you take me for?
Come on. Space.
Space, man. Hey, I got a hypothetical.
Okay.
I love hypotheticals.
This one's a good one. I don't know if you're going to think it's a good one. I like it. I texted Alan, and he gave me an answer, and I was like, that's ridiculous. There's no way. But we'll see what you guys think.
Okay.
So, you're a gladiator. You're in the Colosseum, right?
Yep.
There's no way you're getting out. You have to fight to the death, basically.
Yep.
But a little twist. In the center of this arena, every 60 seconds, a 12-year-old version of yourself shows up and starts sprinting right at you with his only intention is to take you out.
Every 60 seconds?
Every 60 seconds.
Oh.
How many 12-year-olds do you think you could take out?
Of myself?
Of yourself.
All of them.
No. 12 years old.
How many would it take to take you down?
I was 4'11".
Oh. That's 12th grade. I mean, the 7th grade. Sorry. 12 years old. 7th grade.
7th
I was a skater boy.
Grade.
I was a little skater boy, too. I had a Justin Bieber haircut.
I was a little punk.
I think if you would... I think
stringy, though, but I was strong.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, same. But I think as soon as he got...
My endurance was insane, too.
Yeah. As soon as he got close to me, I'd just be like... It's not your fault. And then he would just start crying. Started. So he's like, he's done. He'd go over in the corner and I would just wait another 60 seconds.
If you don't attack me, I'll reveal who your father is. Then like,
puts down the spear.
You're telling them the story and then all of a sudden there's like 10,000 of you.
All crying. We all just do one big group hug. I never knew my father.
It's less of a question about physical endurance and emotional endurance.
Mm. Like it's both. Yeah.
Dude, I would totally beat up my 12-year-old self.
How many of them?
I was a punk.
You want to know what Alan said?
Well, I want to say what I would say first. Okay. with my physical condition now, I'm so out of shape.
Yeah.
I get winded like picking something off the ground.
Oh yeah.
So it would probably take 3 to 4.
3 to 4
to get me?
Your life is on the line.
Okay.
You're in battle.
Okay.
You're surrounded by thousands of like cheering people.
Five.
Okay. One.
Your ten, life is on the line. 10 max.
10 max.
Dude.
Oh, I'm afraid to say my answer. You're going to laugh at Alan's answer.
Oh, no.
I have no idea. I'm not a fighter.
Come on. Picture it.
Well, how big were you guys in like 12th grade?
I'm this women mature faster, so it's basically myself.
7th grade, I was probably. Like 145.
I didn't weigh 100 pounds and I was 4'11". So
dang,
I could smoke myself.
I was 135 and I was a wrestler.
Yeah.
So
you've got the,
we could, I, they would have, that would have been scary, intimidating a little bit.
Yeah.
Be super, super surprised to be taken down by your 12-year-old self. Like, what is that?
I'm literally the same weight and height that I was in the 7th grade.
Okay. All right. Same here.
It just all looks
so awkward.
Yeah. Seventh grade, like,
whoa,
would you back that
full beard?
How many, Lil? Just throw out a number.
I have no idea. I don't want to do it.
It's a hypothetical.
More than 5?
I don't think I'm getting more than five. I think I'm at two max.
But you got that mom like you have to you have something to fight for. Like it's like you have your kids and your husband at home.
I'm unwilling
to fight yourself.
Not that you didn't, not that you didn't have anything to fight for when you were a kid. I'm saying like that's not what I meant. I'm just saying you have more.
12-year-olds give up.
No.
What's your answer?
Now I'm embarrassed, but I was like, there's no way Alan's, I'm going to do less than Alan. And Alan said 50 or 60.
No.
Alan, no. I was like, you couldn't take, I don't think so.
13, maybe.
But I was like exaggerating, but I was like, realistically 100, Alan.
No way.
Realistically 100.
I think I could do 20 with my life on the line,
I'm
30.
I'm thinking of them surrounding me. I'm thinking of them like circling me.
You can't.
I'm getting them out in 60 seconds, dude.
You get 60 seconds to take each one out.
First one
true.
Done
okay,
in the
true.
First 5 seconds, and I have about 50.
60 seconds.
What weapon do I have?
15. Nothing. I'm changing it to 15.
It's your fists? It's your fists?
Bare hands.
It's. But you can spawn camp.
What?
Spawn camping? Video games? Like when you appear in a certain place on a map in multiplayer, people who are really good at the game will figure out like a shooting lane and just watch you reappear and take you out. I'd be right behind the center.
So right when they appear, you just punch them.
Yeah.
I'd be kicking.
Where's he at?
Yeah, throwing elbows.
And then you have rest after you knock them out.
they just
are we knocking them out or are we killing them?
I'm saying knocking out is being nice because okay. I don't want to say the other word.
It's just a head that starts
once
growing.
They're goners.
We murder them?
It's okay. It's myself.
We had to take their heads off? What?
Andy, you come back to the Coliseum. It's like, how'd you do, Andy? Like, I'm just like wearing like my own skin. Like, whoa, Andy, you really didn't have to take it this far, bro.
Oh.
How many do you have to get through to be done?
I think it's it'd probably be an hour. So you'd have to say like 60. You'd have to fight at least 60.
Okay.
Could you do it?
That'd be really hard. I think I could do it if it was a life or death thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
You don't have to do it.
It's too bad.
It's not a real thing. That's what a hypothetical is.
Lily walks outside. There's a Coliseum. Lily, get ready.
I don't want to.
What if she steps out that door and then she looks around? She's her 12-year-old self and she's in a Coliseum.
No! Bermuda shorts and all. Plaid Bermuda shorts.
Triangle.
Yep.
Bermuda.
Oh.
I want to say one last thing. End on a really terrible note.
Thanks.
Just kidding. It's not terrible, but it's weird.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't want to say it. Never mind.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Well, no,
you
I just
have
to. Because like, if something happens, I don't want it to be like...
Just say real quick.
Well, the FBI put out a warning to New York City last night. They said it was like very like, there's not a threat, but just be on the lookout. That's basically what they said.
Yeah.
Just be vigilant.
Yikes.
For what?
Blue Beam.
Didn't say.
What?
They just said there could be a threat, but just be vigilant. So just be looking out. But it's not confirmed. That's what they literally said.
Imagine saying that to somebody like, hey, good night, Dad. I'll see you later. Watch out.
What?
What do you mean?
Anything could happen, Deb.
What do you mean anything could happen? That seems kind of like a
just saying.
A
just be threat. Careful when you're in the parking lot. In the parking garage that's poorly lit. Just be careful.
Seems like you know something.
No, I don't. I'm just saying. Sure would be a shame. Something bad.
Why would you tell me that if nothing?
All right, good night.
That's basically what they did.
I know. That's so scary.
So scary.
Yeah.
Did you hear about, you sent it to me, but the California banning Skittles now? How hilarious is that?
I saw that because of all the dyes.
But they have like till 2027 to change the ingredients. I was like, that's 3 years from now. Like, that's crazy.
It is.
Crazy long?
It is.
That's crazy long. It's like, if you're going to outlaw, it's like,
just
it's like,
do
hey,
it.
you can poison people for 3 more years, and after that, you're done, mister. I'm sick of okay, 2 more years.
Dude, it is sketchy if you look at what those dyes do. It's like, we'd probably completely change our eating habits if we believed what the research says.
Nah.
I know what Red Dye 40 does to Ada.
Dude, it makes her wild, dude.
Really?
It's proven.
I've never tried.
We've been doing like tests.
Really?
Like we'll give her like a fruit punch or
you're
something.
You're a scientist.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
What's our control? What's our independent variable?
James.
Not giving her red stuff. Red dye. Well said.
What's your hypothesis?
Hey, how about just take one kid off a red dye and keep the other one on it? 18 years, we'll just come back and we'll do this. That's the, it has a tail.
That's basically what they've been doing with the U.S. population.
Yeah.
My cousin, pretty much. My cousin Katie told me that she had a teacher one time in high school, and the mom named her children popular names of each individual culture, even though they were all, like, white, to see what kind of life experience they had. Whoa, by name
interesting.
Alone.
What
was the turnout?
I don't know. I never followed up.
Wow.
They all end up selling meth and in prison.
That person grew up to be Michael
Just kidding.
Jordan.
Who was it? Was it a friend? Sorry, I don't know. I missed the first part. I thought you were saying you heard a story of someone doing that.
No, every single one of them grew up to be presidents.
Nice.
Of but those in different cultures.
But not here, yeah.
Yeah, but they're all war criminals as well.
It's what it takes.
They're all.
I take back what I said.
Have you ever...
I feel bad now.
No.
They're probably very nice ladies.
Have you seen that meme that says, like, I love the fact that you can go up to any white girl in America and say, I want to apologize for what Josh did to you, and she could be like 100% start crying. I was like, so many girls were like, yes,
they actually say Josh.
Yes, it's Josh. I was like, that's so great.
That's funny.
It was just, I love that. Like, there's some people in your past that are like, yes,
yeah,
yes,
yes. He did hurt me.
I had my Josh experience.
He did hurt me.
He hurt me. It broke my heart.
Did you see that video? This is the last thing I'll say because I thought it was funny because that just made me think of this. It was someone there in like a club. This was on TikTok, and it was an Amazon driver who definitely drank too much, and he's like singing like, it's like a song like. Whatever. It's like, not a good song.
Sing it.
Not going to sing it. And then it immediately cuts to like probably 20 minutes after. And he's like huddled around people. And he's like, she broke my heart. She took everything. But he said, fully dressed as Amazon delivery stuff.
Oh my gosh. You showed me the TikTok where the woman on the horse in the parade. And the guy is coming to help with the horse.
The caption said, it said plot twist. And this lady, it was like a 4th of July parade. This older lady, she's on a horse, and the horse is starting to act up. And a guy like walked over and like grabbed the reins.
And she said, "No, thank you."
And she's singing the national anthem. She goes, "No, thank you," and then immediately cuts to her being carried off on a stretcher.
It's like a hard time.
It's a plot twist. Jeez. Oh, okay. That's all I got.
That's it, baby.
All right.
Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Let's all go around and say one nice thing about Josh. Well, say one nice thing about yourself first, and then we'll go around.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Something you love about
my
yourself.
My eyes.
Oh,
be real.
Just kidding.
Be genuine.
I like my pinkies.
Okay.
Because it makes me unique.
You are unique.
Unique.
New York. Lily?
Okay, who's next?
Lily, go.
I like how good of a dad you are.
Aww.
Sweet.
Now you. Come on. I know you got a lot.
You dress nice.
Aww.
It's like Shia LaBeouf. You've been told that before.
I have, and he is actually my
inspirational
fashion icon.
Yeah.
I followed the account Shia Outfits.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, dude. He dresses so cool.
I saw him he wearing like just like big old like military boots just out.
With shorts.
Yeah, like I was like, good for you, dude.
It looks
awesome.
Cool.
It's cool.
It's all about the confidence, man.
You got to own it. 100%. Yeah. I love you, Josh, and I hope you have the best birthday.
But what do you love about
me? I love that you are a man who is cute and you are kind.
Yeah.
And you are a wonderful boss.
Oh.
Well, don't call me and a boss.
You're all my boss.
Yeah, I am.
Technically.
But you just don't like that term.
I know. But you're my boss.
I am.
You're my, I don't know. Trying to think of something more strict than a boss.
Master,
per se. Yeah.
Dictator.
Dictator.
Lord.
Yeah. Lord Joshua.
I am a lord.
Technically.
Have we not talked about this?
No, we talked about it at the beginning, right? Yeah.
Of Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we talk about it?
We have.
Yeah. But you are lord.
I am. I got the card.
Yep. That's it, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, we seriously do love you.
Hey, thanks.
And I am thankful for you. I'm grateful for you.
All
and
right,
this has
let's
been
stop.
This is a very fun podcast to do with you. My best bud.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, best guys.
Kiss.
Make no. All right.
Oh. Oh my gosh. I didn't think you were gonna turn back.
What's your deal?
I was trying to get a little cake on your cheek, but then you turned right toward me. Did you get in your eye or no?
Yep.
Oh no.
So
this is the worst birthday ever.
So this is worse. I was getting on your cheek.
It hurts. It's
burning. Because I was just, because the ad thing, remember? I was trying to, I'm sorry.
I hate this.
I'm sorry.
Hey, make sure to like and review this podcast, 5 stars everywhere. And comment the one thing that you love about me.
Oh.
And the one thing you hate about Andy.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, love you. Love you. Love
Bye, guys. You.
The butterfly in Snow Down, one of God's most beautiful.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Pop ninjas
attack! Let's go to the hospital.
It really burns.
I'm so sorry, dude. I was not imagining you to literally just turn right into my finger.
Being poked in the eye is bad, but being poked in the eye with frosting on it.
I'm sorry.
I am your boss and you're fired. Pack up your stuff.
No, but I'm not mad about it, though.
I'm not mad. Just get out.
It's just time to part ways.
I'm fully aware of the situation and my emotions, how I feel towards it. And I'm saying nothing personal, but you're fired and I hope you die.
No, it's not. It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. Just burns a little.
Ouch.